You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. I've noticed officially that my favorite part of Scott's new entrance to the camera is he points so angrily, all passionately, then has to adjust his glasses. Off to an awesome start. Wait, here today. We were replacing our player.
It's
we were replacing
tough. Yet a nerd.
Says the guy who's always on his computer and his phone.
There you go, Scott.
You're a nerd too.
Scotty, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you this morning? Congratulations on a nice victory for your Yankees. Exciting comeback. And it seems like fantasy basketball-wise, already it's feeling like fantasy football season with major injury.
There it is. He saved it for TV.
I saved it, baby. Get that
I saw it earlier.
Oh, I mean, I showed it to you.
I saw a little peek.
Frank Stanford, my co-host, Fantasy Football BFF, wearing it in solidarity today from the New York Yankees, those thumbs down. Corey Parson.
Yo.
How are you doing, dude?
Doing good. Feeling pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Going through some lineups, getting some waiver wire stuff done. Obviously, Wednesday's a big day for that. I got to get my sit-start stuff done. Got foul territory coming up a little bit later on. So, jam-packed Wednesday. Looking forward to it. You know what I mean? It's that time to get ready for Week 7 of the NFL season.
You sound excited.
I am. It's a big day in sports. You got the Yanks. Got a Game 5. You got the NBA. You know what I mean? So, a lot of good things going on. I'm pretty pumped. My Dub Nation back in business. They took a loss last night, my Golden State Warriors. But, you know what? They'll be back. I love the competition.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good too. Yeah. Obviously, the NBA story last night: Gordon Hayward destroys his leg, fractures his ankle and his tibia, which you hate to see, which stinks.
And then Skip Bayless proves what a jackass he is.
And then Skip Bayless proves that he is just that. Chris Paul also left the game last night, and as did Draymond Green. Both players hurt. Chris Paul's been kind of banged up. Eric Gordon, the guy that steps up there. Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, two dudes you want to make sure are owning your fantasy basketball leagues. Which are up and running. Scott, I know you're in the house league this year, I noticed.
Yes.
That's exciting.
What's the house league?
It's a house fantasy basketball league.
Yeah. FNTSY fantasy basketball.
Okay, cool. That's what's up.
Yeah. Are you flying solo? Did you get your partner?
I'm flying solo. Yeah. I had second pick, took Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Training wheels are off.
Yep, there you go. Get ready for that last place finish.
Ooh.
Yeah. Corey tutored me, that's why.
Fun.
Yeah.
The latest news, of course, from yesterday was in regards to Ezekiel Elliott, that he's once again been granted a preliminary injunction, which means he will play on Sunday. He will also play next Sunday. He's guaranteed to play for the next 2 weeks. Anything after that has been undecided. He can play all season, he can play all next season and may never be suspended, or he's going to be out weeks like 9 through 15. So, a lot in the air for Ezekiel Elliott. What do you do? We'll try to break that down for you when we come back, including if you would trade right now for Ezekiel Elliott. Got a lot of questions about that. So stick around. This is the Roto Experts here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports. Yeah.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is Roto Experts, sponsored by DX Racer. Corey, Ezekiel Elliott has been granted a stay of execution, and the preliminary injunction is back in effect. He'll play on Sunday.
Yeah.
He may play all season.
Probably,
as you have said.
saying that the whole time. He's going to play the entire season this year. So not worried about Ezekiel Elliott, myself personally. Waiver wire guys, he's still out there tonight. Darren McFadden, Alfred Morris, you want to go pick him up? Fine, I'm cool with it. I wouldn't roster all three players. Week 8 and week 9 is 6 teams on a bye in each of those 2 weeks. You're either giving up 3 roster spots to one position. Hell, why don't you go pick up Rod Smith too?
Yeah, I cut Alfred Morris for Marlon Mack this morning, but I'm still like holding McFadden. But I don't think you can not be worried about this because you just don't know what. If you're a Ezekiel Elliott owner, you know, you felt like, whew, like 2 or 3 times this season already, and you don't know for sure that he's going to play the rest of the year. So you just got to take it week to week because, look, you don't know if Kareem Hunt's going to play in 2 weeks because guys could get injured.
Yeah, no, you're right, Scott. Yeah. But Kareem Hunt doesn't have a 6-game suspension.
Right, but what I'm saying is, though, you have to take it that, you know, you just never know what happens in fantasy football from week to week. We've lost Beckham. We've lost Dalvin Cook. You know, so take it week to week and have the backup in your mind. You know, keep rostering McFadden if you can.
Here's my problem with this whole deal. The NFL is going to get their chance in court in 2 weeks as well. I'm sure they're going to be well prepared for this. They want this guy suspended. And it's the worst case scenario if he gets suspended week 9, week 10, whatever that winds up being. And then you miss him for maybe 1-2 playoff games or whatever it is. Or that week 13 if you need to make the playoffs. I mean, in hindsight, it's kind of crazy, but maybe now would have been the best time for the suspension.
But I also think the bottom line is he doesn't really deserve to be
suspended. Whether he deserves
but that's
not
the thing, yeah.
Yeah, you but know, you know, doesn't make a difference. We're talking as analysts, not as Cowboy fans.
Scott.
You can't say you're not worried about
it. The lead investigator said there should not be any. The NFL's
Cowboy fan talking.
Well, listen, how is that a Cowboy fan talking?
You're talking all positive spins on this.
When the NFL's lead investigator.
You're talking all positive spins on this.
Is the NFL lead investigator a Cowboy fan, Greg? Huh? Huh? Is the NFL's lead investigator.
He's telling people not to be worried just because he wants Ezekiel Elliott not to be suspended.
I'm done.
Listen.
I'm done. Do it again, I'm leaving.
As I've said.
Cowboy fan.
As I've
Goodbye.
Said, it's not even about whether he did it or he didn't at this point. What Ezekiel Elliott is suing the NFL for is his arbitration process and not being able to talk to that investigator during
exactly.
the process. Not being able to properly defend himself. And if he gets this thing overturned, that's going to be the reason why. Because the NFL did not give him a chance to defend himself
Thank
properly.
You.
But you can't say you're not concerned about it because nobody knows how this thing is played out. Even if Ezekiel Elliott does not get suspended, you cannot say that you're not concerned about it.
I'm concerned because there's precedent here and stuff. So, look, I think...
So there is precedent, but there's a little bit different than Tom Brady from what I was reading from the lawyers on Twitter or whatever. Basically, there is Brady precedent, but Brady had the right to defend himself. And this guy, and they feel that the reason it's different from Brady was that the NFL stopped him at every turn from being able to properly defend
you
himself.
You know, I think there is a just case in his defense saying, like, you know, why can't he counter, you know, they should be able to interview that woman. Obviously, there's just question marks with her and her character with all of that kind of stuff. It's an unfortunate situation that still hasn't yet to be resolved.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get suspended. As a fantasy player and a football fan, you know, I think that, you know, that personally, that like Matt says, you know, if the authorities threw this out, why is the NFL, you know, pursuing this? They want to make an example of him, whatever. But, you know, if you own Ezekiel Elliott, you already feel like you've dodged a bunch of bullets. Nobody knows how it's going to play out. Nobody knew that the injunction was getting overturned,
I mean,
and that it was going to come back.
If I had to place a bet, I think he plays the rest of the season. But I'm not as confident. If I thought it would be resolved yesterday. So the fact that there's still this opening and the NFL has a couple of weeks to prepare.
I agree. I agree. Like, listen, I was kind of not with you here, Corey. In that, I believed ultimately that Ezekiel Elliott was going to be suspended. Now, the more I read and the longer I see this is going on, maybe I just got this one wrong. Like Devontae.
No, he's not going to be. He's not going to be. I don't think the suspension comes down this season. I think he's suspended to start next season.
So you do think he'll ultimately be suspended?
I think he'll ultimately be suspended because they're going to be like, okay, well, listen, it's all going to come back to, well, we're the NFL. and this is a decision we made, and there's really nothing you can do about it.
Right.
And then that's on the Players Association, and they got to get that figured out before the next time they do a CBA. They cannot give Roger Goodell this much power. More than likely won't be Roger Goodell, but the next commissioner cannot have this much power.
Isn't he getting an extension?
He is, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The owners are very happy.
Well, yeah, of course the owners are happy.
Yes.
Got a crook in there.
Well, I mean, the whole problem here is if it was your job and there's a handbook and, you know, they can enforce these rules, I think the process is wrong. Like Corey states, the lead investigator said there should be no suspension, stuff like that. I think they do have to do something going forward, get a true, impartial person in there to be the disciplinary hand down, all that kind of stuff. Because right now, it just creates too much. I mean, just optically, it doesn't look good. And on the
NFL's
other side,
in court every damn week, and they always ruin court cases.
And the other thing, too, I mean, Zeke's got to wake up now. Going forward, Zeke can't be getting caught in these, you know.
Yeah, he's got to do a better job. Stuff.
Ezekiel Elliott, I think the interesting point here comes from you, Scotty, because given what we know now.
Really?
Scotty picked up Alfred Morris, picked up Darren McFadden, and you dropped Alfred Morris here for Marlon Mack. Marlon Mack is going to get more opportunities now with Robert Sermon officially out for the year,
right?
With the fractured arm. So you felt comfortable enough dropping one of them for Marlon Mack. What do you expect of Mark Mack going forward?
I think it's going to be a timeshare, but I think he's the kind of guy that can make the most of every touch. Like Corey was talking about during the last hour, can he pass block, etc.? You know, that comes into account with a lot of rookies. But, look, maybe if he does that better, maybe he's playing time creases. But Frank Gore is not completely going away. He is, you know, the fantasy numbers aren't great, but the Colts still like what he does. They're not worried about the numbers like we are. He's still running hard inside. They can use him at the goal. See, I think Frank Gore... We've already talked about Mac a lot during the radio portion.
Yep.
With Frank Gore, I think this increases the amount of goal line carries he has. So Gore may go up a little bit as well in terms of appeal.
I just think, look, he doesn't have to be the lead back. And if he gets a certain amount of touches a week, I'm fine with that. I would be excited if I have Marlon Mack on my bench. Maybe it doesn't work out, but at this point in the season, if you can add a running back like this that has that kind of upside, that can take it to the house pretty much on any play, that's something good, not bad.
I agree. And I think the snaps are only going up when it comes to Marlon Mack. I think it's always a lot. There's only a lot to like. You asked a question earlier on in the show, Corey, I wanted to bring back up, and that was Marlon Mack or LeGarrette Blount. Our other big story is that Wendell Smallwood is expected to play this Sunday, which could bring LeGarrette Blount maybe back down to earth a little bit. Who would you rather have, Wendell Smallwood or Marlon Mack?
Oh, well, now you throw Wendell Smallwood's a curveball in there.
Thank you.
I go to upside of Marlon Mack.
You will.
I definitely go Marlon Mack. You watch the film and you see how good LeGarrette Blount is playing. Smallwood's only going to cut into that if he's playing outstanding himself. And before he got hurt, he just looked okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go Marlon Mack here. I'm going to definitely take him over Smallwood. Would I take him over Blount? I mean, look, I have not been a Blount guy.
Right.
The problem is, if Blount doesn't get a touchdown, he's probably going to maybe score you 6 to 8 points.
Correct.
I'll probably go with the upside of, say, Mac just for that. And if they start using him in the passing, because they were letting, you know, they were rolling him to the outside. He was in motion and stuff. So if he starts catching passes now, that could be. So I'm an upside play guy.
All right. So there you go. There you go. That's how you feel when it comes to Wendell Smallwood, Marlon Mack. I'll be honest with you. I'm looking out trying to trade for Marlon Mack right now. And Matt said you said I can still.
Who
do
are you willing to give up to go get Marlon Mack?
Great question.
In a lot of mainstream leagues, he's available on free agency. A lot of them.
He is. Yeah. No question about it. Who am I willing to give up? See, that's always a question you got to ask yourself, right? Like, who am I willing to give up? Give Jameson Crowder for Marlon Mack.
Yeah.
If I had Marlon Mack, I wouldn't take that from you.
Too. Yeah. What? Hell no.
Like I'm saying, like a wide receiver 4, which Crowder is not right now.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Would you get Will Fuller for Marlon Mack?
No, you can't do that.
As great as that home run to fly ball ratio is, look, Watson's throwing that ball deep, and it's just right now things are too good there.
I give up Andrew Luck for Marlon Mack, tell you that much.
That would probably get
I would
done.
Buy that.
Yeah.
That if I was a Marlon Mack owner, I would take that.
Evan Engram for Marlon Mack.
Evan Engram is like a tight end.
Tight end's so hard. Tight end's so hard, Scott. I can't do that.
Evan Engram might is probably going to be the... I mean, I know we keep saying Shepard, but he's got to come back. He's injured. Engram might lead this team in targets.
Sterling Shepard for Marlon Mack?
No. The Marlon Mack owns Drew Brees, so he doesn't need that, Drew Luck. Damn. All right, we take a break. When we come back, let's play a little Either Or here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network's Roto Experts, sponsored by DX Racer. We're going to play a little Either Or coming up here in a moment. Before we do, let's talk to you at 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Let's talk to Irv in New Jersey. Good morning, Irv.
What's up, Irv?
Hey, Sussman, Scotty, how are you, boy?
Doing well, man. What's up?
Living the dream.
Good.
Got to do a roster management question here. And need your help. I got to cut either Mike Wallace or Cooper Kupp. For some context, this is for my sixth receiver spot, and it's a non-PPR. Who would you guys roster? Who would you get rid of?
King?
Well, who are you looking at picking up if you cut one of these? And I'd probably cut Wallace over Kupp if it's a PPR.
It's a non-PPR.
Yeah, I'd probably keep Wallace then. Big plays, more touchdowns, so I'd probably cut Kupp in a standard. I'd rather have Kupp in the PPR, but who are you looking at picking up?
I'm not picking. Here's what happened. I had Devontae Parker on IR because we're allowed to put him on IR if a player is ruled out.
For one game.
Now questionable, so I have to drop. I dropped my kicker as a roster move, so now I need to get a kicker because I don't have
one. I would cut I would cut Kupp. He's more of a PPR guy.
You know, it's interesting.
How many roster spots do you have?
I only have... Hey, Corey, what's up?
Hey, what's good with you, Irv?
Nothing much, bro. I only have six, so I have to do, like, all these machinations to try and make this float, you know? So when Parker got ruled out, it was like, all right, good, I put him in IR. But then on the league, it's a Yahoo league. Once the week rolls over and they're like, well, he's questionable for the week, you can't use him.
So you got to put him into your thing, and then you got to drop somebody else. I think I would drop Kupp.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that IR where you can place it for that 1 week. You should have to be on the IR
exactly
in order to be placed.
So I agree, but Miley is also actually not that I'm a commissioner. It's the same that when Corey Davis is ruled out, I could put him on the IR at the end of the week when he's not ruled out again. Has come off the IR. I can't make any moves until I take him off the IR. So I know exactly what Irv's going for.
Yeah, there are a lot of leaks like that. Yeah.
It's kind of like playing T-ball, in my opinion.
Go, go, yeah, go, yeah. Get up, son.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, everybody wins.
Participation.
Uh-oh, please don't start that.
We're not going to. Let's play a little Either Or, shall we?
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
All right, this is a good one. Let's move on. We were talking about Mark Ingram before, so let's do one on Mark Ingram.
Oh, I love Mark Ingram.
You love Mark Ingram. Do you love him more than DeMarco Murray?
Right now, yes. I really like DeMarco Murray. It's weak. We're going into week seven. He's still not 100%. You know, right before the preseason, we were told that, you know, he's got this hamstring injury. Now we're seeing that the timeshare model is a good thing in Tennessee. So I feel much better if I knew he wasn't playing this week. So I'm going Ingram.
My rest of season ranks on rotoexperts.com. Published last night. I have Ingram at 14 and Murray at 15. If I knew Murray was healthy, and maybe later this year he will be ahead of him, I'd have him ahead. But right now it's Ingram, who I like. You know, he finally was getting goal line touches. Adrian Peterson out of town is a good thing now. You know, I think Ingram's got the confidence now, too, because we always heard in the past, you know, we've always said, like, why did Sean Payton give this guy more love? And now he has by moving Adrian Peterson out of town.
Well, you don't want to be a prisoner to the moment. They could go back to business as usual with Sean Payton and Mark Ingram next week. I would still give the slightest of edge to Mark Ingram because I just think the upside is there. You know, Murray a little bit banged up right now, so I would go with Ingram. But you know, I'm just how Mark Ingram is the next guy. But we know how Sean Payton and Mark Ingram do.
Yeah, but there's nobody else there to really take over his role though now.
Well, you say that. So let me ask you this: going forward, rest of the way, Mark Ingram or Alvin Kamara?
Mark Ingram.
I'm going to still go Ingram here, too. And I think even if it's like 60-40 or even if it was 50-50, I think this offense provides enough. They get enough offensive plays in for the most part each week that both of these guys can eat and eat well.
Yeah, I have Kamara 21. I like him. But I think, you know, he plays that Pierre Thomas kind of role that Peyton has always liked. And that's why I think Ingram's not going anywhere, because I think he's found the roles and he knows now that Mark Ingram is his guy.
Corey?
Mark Ingram.
Okay. Mark Ingram or Jay Ajayi? Corey?
Oh, Mark Ingram. I don't fool with Jay Ajayi.
I'm going to say Jay Ajayi because, you know, he is clearly the only guy in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I'm going to go Ingram here, because, you know, the pass catching. J.J. had 130 yards rushing. No, if he doesn't score a touchdown, it's going to be, even if he has over 100 yards, those 12 points at best. I think Ingram's floor is double digits each week based on the pass catcher.
I think this one's very, very close, to be honest.
It is. I have Ajayi at 10 and Ingram at 14.
I think Ajayi is, if he was more involved, and, you know, I just think having to rely on that touchdown that he's not getting any passes is the problem.
Mark Ingram or Carlos Hyde?
I'll say Ingram for this because of just the nonsense that's going on in San Francisco. It's a better offense as well. But, I mean, Carlos Hyde caught 27 passes last year. He has, like, 23 passes already. And just the constant stream of whatever you want to call it, fake news, BS, that keeps coming out of San Francisco, that you keep having to deal with, that's why I'll go Mark Ingram. But Carlos Hyde, to me, is one of the best.
I got Hyde one spot ahead of Ingram. Again, because I know Hyde is the guy, and I feel like the touchdown production can be a little bit more consistent.
It's funny. We gave you the snap count a little while ago when it came to Matt Breida versus Carlos Hyde, and ultimately Carlos Hyde like destroyed Breida on snaps this past Sunday. But I'm surprised, Scott, to hear you say, I know that he's the guy, especially what Kyle Shanahan is saying.
I never believed Shanahan from the beginning when he was saying the thing about Breida.
Okay, so you want to choose Hyde over Ingram, that's fine. I don't know. I don't want to use that logic, though.
Well, I'm using that logic.
I got that.
That doesn't make it right.
Neither did you weigh in.
Oh, man. I'm going with Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde is getting it done. I like Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram is a player I want to be investing in moving forward. But the Hyde thing, I understand with the back and forth, and Matt makes a good point, but I'm just going to jump on Carlos Hyde and roll with it. I just be like, yo, they keep effing with son, but he keep going out there and putting up numbers.
Mark Ingram or Ty Montgomery?
Oh, Mark Ingram. Easy peasy.
Yeah, you got to go Mark Ingram.
Lemon
here.
Squeezy.
It's just too much going on in Green Bay right now.
Mark Ingram or Tevin Coleman?
Mark Ingram. Coleman's like not Tevin consistent Coleman, enough, as much as I like him.
Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram or LeSean McCoy?
I'm going to go Ingram here. I'm still going to ride. I'm going to ride with Ingram. I just, the Bills' offense to me isn't good enough. He's good enough. And the fact that you see Tolbert come in on the one, or they're doing passes to the tight end, you know, it's not like he's getting all these goal line touches. That's the problem I have.
Hey,
I'm sticking with McCoy. It's, He is the offense in Buffalo.
Him and Nick O'Leary.
Nick O'Leary, yeah.
like I said, he's the offense.
Nah, I'm going to go with, listen, this is, I'm going with Mark Ingram. I'm a Mark Ingram guy right now. I'm willing to buy high on Mark Ingram.
Yeah, I want the Drew Brees offense versus the Tyrod Taylor.
I like Ingram a lot, but I'm still sticking with McCoy.
Mark Ingram or Doug Martin?
Mark Ingram.
Doug Martin.
Both of you guys answered very quickly, and then Scott kind of chimes in.
I love Doug Martin. He's running great. He's going to get touchdown opportunities. He looks very determined.
he, you know, I look, I think everybody's getting a little is a little overly optimistic on Doug Martin.
I don't think I am. I think I've liked him since the preseason.
You have.
And I'm sticking with it.
Don't get fresh up here today, Scott, though.
Fresh?
Yeah.
What are you, my mother?
Oh, that's a new one.
That's a new one. That is a new one.
Went from father to mother.
Yeah. Well, consider the subject.
Mark Ingram or Christian McCaffrey?
Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram carries the ball. Christian McCaffrey just catches it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to Ingram. But,
I mean, got him!
McCaffrey is a player moving on up, as they like to say. There's only 16 players in a PPR currently, not non-quarterbacks, that are ahead of him.
Yeah, I like CMC a lot. Oh, man, I just wish CMC carried the football more.
I think we're going to see that. You know, it's very close.
To get Khalil back this week, too, you know.
I'm going to go Mark Ingram, but it's only by a little bit. I mean, I like CMC. I wish I had more CMC shares right now. You know what I mean? I think he's excellent in the PPR. If he got some work carrying the football, I would easily say CMC. Yeah. So I'm going to give Mark Ingram a slight edge, but I like CMC. I don't have no CMC, and I regret not having any CMC.
Rest of the season ranks on Roto Experts, I have Ingram at 14 and McCaffrey at 16. So it is close.
Very close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, Christian McCaffrey has as many receptions as DeAndre Hopkins.
The only other thing with McCaffrey is he's getting all these catches, but we really haven't seen the total explosiveness yet. There hasn't been too many big plays.
I thought Matt was going to chime in with something there on that, but no, he's holding.
I'm not his mother.
But you are a mother. Yes.
Oh. Yeah. It took Corey a second, but
yeah, it did.
That AARP is going to be kicking in pretty soon.
says the guy who's quoting Happy Days.
That's funny. All right, Mark Ingram, guys, he gained this confidence after Adrian Peterson is gone. So I have to ask this: the rest of the season, who would you rather have? Adrian Peterson or Andre Ellington?
See, I think what happened to Andre Ellington this past
game
week
script.
Was game script. That's what I've said, you know, from Monday. He is going to get volume, but I think they're going to need to use him in that passing game. I'm still going to say Ellington here in the PPR. Obviously, in a standard, you're going the other way.
I'm
going
to go with Peterson. I think Ellington was getting catches because a lot of those receivers were hurt. Now everybody's healthy. Now it becomes a different dynamic in the backfield, so I'm going Peterson.
Peterson.
Really?
Just remember, that game was 24-0 early.
Huh? Psych. I'm not going no dang Adrian Peterson.
I got a lot more Adrian Peterson ones coming up, and then, well, a couple wide receiver ones as well. Roto Experts crushing it this morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're sponsored by DX Racing. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Roto Experts, presented by DX Racing, coming up next, Fantasy Football Frenzy, part of the Roto Experts blog, which, again, is presented by DX Racing. Guys, we're talking about Adrian Peterson.
Can I just one? I'm sorry. Oh, boy. We get to AP 1 second.
I just got
a very interesting text message.
This is an aside.
From a very dear friend of mine who has helped the fantasy executive a lot. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of like my agent a little bit. He lost Aaron Rodgers. He was offered Carson Wentz and CMC for Lev Bell.
You know what? Carson Wentz, I think that's fair. I just don't see myself trading Lev Bell.
I can't trade Lev Bell.
I can't do it. To give up maybe the number one running back in fantasy football, which I still believe he is, you can't come at me with two people. I always have this axiom, if I'm going to get a superstar, give up a superstar, you give me a superstar back, and there's not a superstar in that trade.
I can't make this trade either.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do it. I don't think it's like an outrageous.
No, it's not an unfair offer.
He says he texts back his running backs to be CMC and Mark Ingram.
I like Le'Veon Bell.
Who's his quarterback now without?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's his quarterback now without Rodgers? Did he have anybody else on his roster? He said he's going to have to go to waiver wire and get Tyrod. I would keep shopping, but you don't have to give up Le'Veon Bell.
I try and get maybe somebody lesser than Carson Wentz.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe Carson Palmer. You could probably
check out my article on Sports Grid. 8 quarterbacks you can trade for if you lost Rodgers.
You can get
an Alex Smith. You can get a Philip Rivers. You can you get a Matthew Stafford and stream somebody for this week.
I tell you, Philip Rivers. I kind of get the feeling I have him. I think in the classic or something. It's like every game I have him started, he has like 3 points going into the second half.
Yeah.
And then he finishes with like 20 points.
Every game.
So you know what it is, Corey? The other owner is trying to smell desperation and get his best player. Don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a good point. All right, Adrian Peterson.
Or?
Mike Gillisley.
Oh, God.
Gillisley right now is like a dead man walk.
Mike Gillisley played in 2% of the snaps.
Adrian Peterson.
This is
Peterson.
Mike Gillisley right now.
No, this is Mike Gillisley off the field.
Adrian Peterson or LeGarrette Blount?
LeGarrette Blount.
I'm probably going to go Blount.
I'm going to go LGBT.
I think I'm going to go.
This is no shock.
You just couldn't let it go. You could not let it go.
Finally.
He's transitioning.
Mr. Sussman's like, what? Mr. Sussman's getting a well-deserved vacation from the rest of us.
Yes. Adrian sabbatical.
He's leaving the country.
Yes.
Teachers get sabbatical, right, Corey?
There you go.
Yeah.
Adrian, I'll take his after the show. Adrian Peterson or Rob Kelly?
Oh, boy. You got to bring
I'm going to take Adrian Peterson.
I'm going to go AP over
I know Adrian Peterson's going to get the volume there. Kelly will be involved, but, I mean, he's got Ellington, but I think Thompson came off of a bye, got his career high in snaps. I mean, pretty much everything, so.
The one thing with Kelly is he can't stay healthy in my rest of the season ranks. I got him one spot behind Peterson. I got Peterson at 32, Kelly at 33.
I honestly really don't want either.
Okay. I would say Adrian Peterson for that one. I know Corey's answer for this. Let me ask you guys. Adrian Peterson or Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry. I'm going to take Derrick Henry.
Adrian Peterson, I just don't know that Murray's going to be out of the way.
I don't know that Murray's going to be out of the way, but it's trending in the wrong direction. Maybe he comes off the bye and DeMarco Murray's fully healthy and he just runs with it. But when I'm starting to see more and more, and they're saying that the timeshare is a good model, but they're also saying Henry's our fourth quarter running back. There's too much smoke around there.
I don't know. You said you know who I want. Please tell me.
Oh, I thought you were just an AP.
I think I would go AP.
I thought you were just an
AP. Because AP is the starter.
Correct. That's right. Yeah. What I thought you'd
He's
say.
The guy.
All right. Here's a couple more fun ones. Adrian Peterson or Marlon Mack?
I'm going Marlon Mack for the upside.
Stop playing.
I'm going Mack. I think Mack is going to become a part of this offense. I don't believe in Peterson.
I don't believe in Peterson either, but Peterson carried the ball 20 times.
I'm going to go Marlon Mack, more upside.
Another one takes Marlon Mack.
Adrian Peterson. Easily Adrian Peterson.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going off of the basis that that was the best we're going to see from Peterson all year.
So, Adrian Peterson or Alvin Kamara?
Alvin Kamara. Easily. He runs, he catches.
Another easily.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson won't catch.
Can I throw two out there, please? And I have both these guys ranked ahead.
Can I give my answer first, Scott? Do you want me? I told you, Scott, if you interrupt me one more time, I'm walking off this set. Don't do it again, Scott. Mr. Sussman, I'm going to pick Alvin Kamara because of the pass-catching ability.
Thank you.
Adrian Peterson does not catch any footballs.
That time, crybaby, I did not mean to interrupt you. All right. I have both these guys. Now, the crybaby's really going to cry now because I have two guys I've ranked both ahead of Peterson but wanted to see what you guys think. Isaiah Crowell or Adrian Peterson?
Okay, that was on my list. You need to give me a chance to
do that. I thought you were done. You said I got a couple more.
What did I say I was done? You just jumped in and said
that. You said I got a couple more, and you rang off
two. I was literally banging it, leading to the end.
Okay, go ahead.
It would be nice.
Pretty much hijacked the show.
It's fine.
Okay, good.
But anyway, I would take Adrian Peterson.
Finally have something.
I would take Adrian Peterson.
I'll take AP.
Who's this now? I'm sorry.
Isaiah Crowell, the Crow Show.
I'm going to take Crowell.
I'm sticking Crowell.
I will take Crowell.
I'm going Adrian Peterson. My feelings are hurt.
Marshawn Lynch or Adrian Peterson?
Give me Marshawn.
Me too.
You know what? Right there is where I might turn. On
Adrian
that.
Peterson.
I think I'll take Marshawn.
I think Marshawn's been the most overrated guy. Look, he's looked good at some times. I just don't get it. I think the Raiders should have just drafted Joe Mixon when they had the chance.
These used to be the two Raiders best running backs in the game, too.
Raiders are 2-4.
They are.
They're going on a winning streak.
Or a losing streak.
They're going to go on a winning streak.
So you're buying Oakland.
I'm buying Oakland.
Who's Oakland playing this week?
So Oakland plays tomorrow night against KC. Right.
KC. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to lose that game.
Yeah. They might drop another loss on KC.
Maybe the winning streak will start after
that. That game's in Oakland, right?
Yeah.
I believe so.
And I think Kansas City's a 3-point favorite.
Yeah.
I like Oakland.
You like Oakland, that one?
Yeah. Maybe after the Kansas City game, they will have a one-game winning streak.
Let's do another one. Let's do another one here. It is not regarding running back. Let's see how we do about this one. Jimmy Graham, either or.
I love it.
Jimmy Graham. Let's do a tight end one. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be a good one.
Indeed. Jimmy Graham or Evan Ingram?
Evan Ingram.
I'm going to stick with Jimmy Graham.
Okay. Scott?
It's close, but
it's very close for me. I have Graham at 5 and Ingram at 6. I'm going to stick Graham.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Jimmy Graham or Cameron Brate?
Make America Brate again. It's
Make America Brate again.
Cameron Brate.
What's Brate in those rankings?
4.
Wow.
He's got to be up there.
Wow.
Cameron Brate is getting it done.
Every week.
Even without Jameis, I think
Cameron
Brate
he'll definitely score more touchdowns than Graham.
Yay. Okay. So there you go.
Sounds like something else about you, Corey.
Jimmy Graham or Hunter Henry?
I'm going to go JG.
I'm still going to go Jimmy Graham, but Hunter Henry's coming on strong.
Better than Eric Ebron?
What?
Better than Eric Ebron?
I think so. I think a couple of lunches will be the same.
Boy, you're really famished, aren't you?
Oh, I'm not going to eat for the days. That's 2 lunches you got to
He acts like he never won a bet in his life.
You don't bet. This isn't Vegas.
He's so confident on everything.
Yeah. Jimmy Graham, I have at 5. Henry, I have at 7. Like he says, he's on the rise.
Jimmy Graham or Kyle Rudolph?
JG.
JG easily.
Okay.
I got it. I'm going with some JG, but Kyle Rudolph, you know, if Diggs is out for another couple of weeks and with the backup, I mean, Rudolph is starting to
ascend. Okay.
The thing with Rudolph is he's not going to get you any yardage anywhere close to, like, the likes of Graham.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Jimmy Graham or Austin Seferian Jenkins?
A.S.J.
Yes. Corey's waiting
bang,
for that one.
Bang, bang, bang. Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Yeah, I like Jenkins. He's in my top 12 now.
He should be in your top 5.
No, the only thing that I should do is tell you to be quiet, all right? Jimmy Graham's at 5, Jenkins at 11. It's not close for me just based on a 2-game sample.
Yeah, I'm still going to stick with Jimmy Graham, but for me it's very close. I'm going to take the Russell Wilson, the guy that we're having Russell Wilson versus Josh McCown.
I get that. And I like the fact of the quarterback thing that you bring up also. Wait a minute, Scott. You said a 2-game sample. When did Sun come back?
Week three.
He came back week 3. So we got week 3 in a PPR. I gotta look this up because I think it's a little bit more than that. What position do they play? Tight end.
I think he kind of popped though the last couple of weeks.
So it took him a while. Austin Seferian Jenkins, he's returned as tight end 5. Jimmy Graham is tight end 8.
Here's his weeks.
Like you talk about pedigree.
I mean, Jimmy Graham had a bye though.
You're right. Jimmy Graham did have a bye. Jimmy Graham played one last game.
And Corey, you talk about pedigree. It's like
so. Let's go points. Yeah. Let's go points per game.
Sure.
13, 12.
Somewhere.
He's right there.
Somewhere. He's right
there. I can't do it based on a 2-game sample.
Jimmy Graham disappears from the game.
He never had
disappears.
Less than 8 points,
have you seen Jimmy Graham's last 3 games?
He disappears from games, Scott.
He hasn't been doing that lately.
One was garbage time. I think 2 of them was garbage
Austin
time.
Austin Seferian Jenkins has disappeared for his entire career up until 3 weeks
no,
ago.
No, he is getting it done now.
Last 3 weeks.
He's only been on the field for 3 weeks, Scott.
You make like I hate Austin Seferian Jenkins.
I'm
I
not
like
making
him,
like
but
you
I'm
hate
not,
him.
I'm not, look, I, but Graham's definitely more proven.
Okay, Graham is more proven.
I'm going Graham, but it's close.
Graham's more proven, but ASJ is getting it done.
I'm not saying he's not.
He had a touchdown ticket from him on Sunday. He could have had a monster game.
I'm not saying he's not.
I'm going, nah, Austin Tavares and Jacobs is getting it done. I got to go ASJ.
So you do that. I'll go Graham.
All right, so then you go Graham. Graham has not been, he's been better the past, since Austin Tavares and Jacobs has been on the field. Graham is finally starting to get it done, and ASJ is still outscoring him.
I think Graham's going to be better going forward.
I smell a Rocky Riley's lunch bet.
Last one. Last one.
No more
Jimmy
bets.
Graham or Delanie Walker?
Jimmy Graham. Delanie Walker's not getting the yardage.
I'm going to. Delanie Walker hasn't gotten the touchdowns, but he called back. I'll say Graham. Close.
I'm going to go Graham.
All right. Take a break. Jake Seeley joins the program next as we wrap up the Roto Experts here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Coming up next, it's Fantasy Football Frenzy. Sponsored by DX Racing as it's part of the Roto Experts Block in the Morning. Matt Modica, Jake Seeley, and Corey, the Fantasy Executive Parson, will have you there. Scotty, big night in the NBA tonight. Full slate of action.
Yes.
You get a little DFS in the night, maybe?
I don't think I'm quite ready yet, but soon.
You said, well, you're here, oh, maybe tomorrow. Then you never played last year.
I did play last year.
Oh, you did
year.
Last year?
Yeah, I did well, too.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah. Listen to lineup lock tonight.
Absolutely.
Know, since you did so well in DFS basketball, I won't feel bad taking him to the ringer for lunch.
Why you talk about it so much? It's like you've never been out to dinner or something.
I'm hungry, Scott.
Yeah. He's a hungry man.
I told him I'd take him out for lunch without a bet.
Well, but I wouldn't take you to the cleaners like I'm going to do on the
podcast.
Act like you've been there before.
DFS Lineup Lock airs on the Fantasy Sports Network and the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, each and every day, Monday through Friday, because they'll get you set all those lineups, the NBA, especially active, inactive, who's in the starting lineup, who's not. It's extremely, extremely important to not set your lineup before you listen to Lineup Lock Live with Tony Sincotta and Speeds, the Spitting Statistician, Dane Martinez.
Yes, that's definitely what you want to do. And also go to dailyroto.com. They're going to have everything you need for tonight. But it's going to be good to see, full slate tonight, et cetera. You know, drafted in my seasonal league this week. And definitely looking forward to some good results right out of the gate.
All right, guys. We talked about quarterbacks you could stream this week. Tight ends you could pick up. So the last thing I wanted to ask was about defenses. You need to stream a defense this week. Where are you looking at, Matt?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I haven't looked
right.
that far.
Well, I got some here. Some on the sheet then. Do you like the Rams against Arizona?
Yeah, I think the Rams have a good defense. If I had to, if I'm not picking the top tier ones, I could live with the Rams.
And here's the thing with the Rams. Like, people just look at the points allowed. The Rams are once again among the league leaders in sacks, and you know that Arizona is going to give up the sacks.
Good point.
And it's a divisional game, so it could be lower scoring, too.
And Farrell Cooper could return one.
And Farrell Cooper, you've had special teams. What about both Miami against the Jets and the Jets against Miami, Scott?
Like, some units, no matter who they face, you just can't use them. I would not use the Jets. I know they're facing Cutler. Miami's played better than expectations, but I wouldn't feel comfortable rolling them out there either.
Yeah, if I had to, I would go with Miami. Like I said last week, I think they were playing better than most people wanted to let on, but I really don't want to play either one.
I think there's going to be too many points scored on both sides of the ball where it's going to affect some of the other numbers.
I think the interesting one this week is the Saints. I'm pretty sure everybody's going to rush out to pick up the Saints now. I think Huntley's going to play better than people expect.
Yeah, that, I agree with Matt. You know, that might be a misnomer. It's like, I'm seeing, like, because people cut, when you look at your waiver wire, people cut defense because they're constantly streaming. So I'm seeing Minnesota and Carolina out there in a lot of leagues.
Yeah, absolutely. Minnesota
and
actually
Washington.
Minnesota actually went for a hefty amount in my fat. Went for $7 this week when Minnesota was cut. Buffalo versus Tampa, I like a lot.
I like that, too.
I've actually picked them up last week in preparation for this week, so I like Buffalo a lot this week. What about Tennessee versus Cleveland? Tennessee's defense is terrible, but you're facing
the
Browns.
It is, but, I mean, it's the Browns, so if you want to vote.
It's
just
the Browns.
On turnovers alone, they should turn the – they've consistently turned the ball over no matter who's the quarterback.
And, look, they didn't give up a lot of points against Indianapolis either.
Do you like Pittsburgh and Cincinnati coming off a bye for Cincinnati?
Pittsburgh is one of the top defenses in the league. But
like
Cincinnati's
too.
Got a pretty good offense, too. Cincinnati's actually one of the better defenses, too. But this could be a high-scoring game where it might cancel out some of your sacks and your turnovers.
Any other defenses that stand out to you, gentlemen, Scotty? I asked you before, Matt, so I'll go to you, Scott, now.
I think the Eagles, though, are always good, but they're not a streamer. I think a lot of people are rostering them.
Eagles, Redskins on Monday Night Football this week. It's going to do it for us, Fantasy Football Frenzy. Jake Seeley, Matt Modica, and the Fantasy Executive is up next. For Matt Modica and Scott Angle and Corey, I'm Greg. I'm out the rest of the week. Mike Blewett will be sitting in this chair tomorrow and Friday. Have a great rest of your week. Good luck. By week 7, I will see you back here Monday. These guys will see you back here tomorrow on the Roto Experts, sponsored by DX Racer. Bye-bye.